الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to another episode of our series, The Sin of Backbiting. Before starting our episode, let's listen to an excellence of reciting Salat ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. After listening to this excellence, make the good intention to recite Salat ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam abundantly, and also tell others in your family, your friends, your relatives to recite Salat ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam as much as possible in their day-to-day life. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says, recite Salat upon me wherever you are as your Salat reaches me. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, backbiting burns good deeds. The habit of backbiting and listening to it has caused destruction all around us. It is stated, backbiting destroys good deeds quicker than fire burns dry wood. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, one of the perils of backbiting is that it destroys good deeds. The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has stated, indeed, on the day of judgment, a person will have his book of deeds brought to him. He will utter, I did such and such good deeds. What happened to them? He will be told, those deeds were wiped away due to the backbiting that you committed. Tubu ilallah, astaghfirullah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, on the day of judgment, we have to give accountability for every word. Keep this fact in mind that after spending a few short days in this world, we will be lowered into a dark grave. Then who knows how long we will have to stay in that frightening loneliness. After this, when we will come on the day of judgment, we will see all our deeds in our book of deeds, as it is stated in the magnificent Quran, translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman. On that day, men will return towards their Lord in scattered groups in order to be shown their deeds. So whoever does a good deed equal to an atom's weight will see it, and whoever does an evil deed equal to an atom's weight will see it. Dear viewers, we are indeed unaware of the hidden divine plan of Allah Azza wa Jal about us. Will we be forgiven, or ma'ad Allah Azza wa Jal, will we be ordered to be thrown in the blazing fire of hell? We indeed do not know. We seek well-being from Allah Azza wa Jal. Gal tu naraz hua, meri halakat hogi. Hai main naar jahannam mein jalunga ya rab. Afu kar aur sada ke liye razi ho ja. Gar karam kar de to jannat mein rahunga ya rab. The translation of this verse is, I will be doomed if you are displeased. I will burn in the blazing fire of hell. My Allah, forgive me and with me forever be pleased. With your mercy, I will reside in paradise. My Allah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Tubu ila Allah, astaghfirullah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers, the person whom against backbiting is committed is the one who truly benefits. If you find out that someone was backbiting against you, then instead of getting angry, try to stay calm and patient. The backbiter is at a loss, and the one against whom backbiting is committed actually profits. As Sayyidina Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, when a person will be given his book of deeds on the day of judgment, he will see good deeds that he did not perform. He will ask, "Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, where did these come from?" He will be told, "These are the good deeds of those who committed backbiting against you." Somebody was talking about backbiting in the company of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. So he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi commented, "If I considered as backbiting about someone as correct, then I would have committed backbiting against my mother, because she is indeed the most deserving of my virtuous deeds." Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, these words of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi have many Madani pearls for us to learn from. It is as if he is saying that since good deeds are very valuable and we cannot fulfill the rights of our mothers, if we were to give our deeds to anyone, then our mother is the most deserving of them. This parable also hints at the elevated status of mothers. However, there is no goodness in backbiting, and it only leads to humiliation and disgrace. Ae pyare khuda azbae sultan e madina, ae pyare khuda azbae sultan e madina, ghibat ki nahusat se meri jaan chhura de. For the sake of your beloved, my Allah, cure me from the disease of backbiting. Ameen. Sayyidina Shaykh Ata Khurasani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, "Do not get upset if someone backbites against you, because the backbiter is unknowingly doing you a favor. We have been told that whoever is the victim of backbiting, is half of his sins are forgiven." Once Shaykh Sayyidina Hatim Asam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi missed his tahajjud prayer. His wife tried to embarrass him for this, but he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi replied, "Last night some people spent all night worshipping, and in the morning they committed backbiting against me. So on the day of judgment, all their good deeds of that night will be transferred into my account on the scale of deeds." Dear viewers of Madani Channel, indeed, there is a lot of wisdom hidden in the sayings of our pious saints rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. In the aforementioned narration, backbiters are advised in a unique manner not to sacrifice their worship by backbiting. We also learn from the narration that if someone spends all his night praying and worshipping, but does not refrain from the evil habit of backbiting, then all his worship will be transferred, and the one who was ill-spoken of and whose rights were violated, in reality, backbiting just once is more harmful than 100 years of voluntary worship. Because if someone never performs any voluntary worship in his entire life, he will not be accountable for it on the day of judgment. However, backbiting is a source of the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, along with wasting virtuous deeds in the hereafter. Losing all the wealth of this world might be unbearable for your ego, but in reality, it is an insignificant loss. On the day of judgment, if one has to give only one virtuous deed to someone, then this would indeed be a great loss. Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat Daman Barakatuhum Al Aliya states, "Mizan pe sab khade hain, amal tul rahe hain. Raklo bharam khudara attar qadri ka." Dear viewers of Madani Channel, try to rid yourself from the evil habit of backbiting, and do not only save your virtuous deeds but also increase them. Follow the Madani method to increase your virtuous deeds and earn the highest level of paradise, Jannatul Firdaus. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, how fortunate are those Islamic brothers and sisters who use their tongues for calling people towards righteousness, delivering sunnah-inspiring speeches, and stay busy in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal and in reciting salat ala nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. To help needy Muslims is a virtuous act, and to console the troubled or the sick is one of the best ways to use our tongues. It is narrated by the companions Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar and Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhum that whoever goes to help a needy Muslim brother, Allah Azza wa Jal shadows him with 75,000 angels. Those angels make supplications for him, and he is covered in the ocean of mercy until he is finished. Then Allah Azza wa Jal writes for him the reward for one Hajj and one Umrah. Likewise, anyone who consoles an ill person, Allah Azza wa Jal shall shadow him underneath 75 angels. Until he returns home, he is bestowed a good deed for every footstep. An evil deed is forgiven for every step, and his status is raised once. When he sits with an ill person, the bounty of Allah Azza wa Jal covers him and continues covering him until he returns home. Dear viewers on Madani Channel, if someone's child gets sick, or one is unemployed or in debt, one person becomes a victim of an accident, one falls victim to thieves, one faces loss in his business, one is struck by calamities, surrounded by worries, or any other misfortune, then saying a few words to console him is indeed a very rewarding act. The companion Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala reported that the Prophet of Rahmadin, intercessor of Ummah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, anyone who consoles a grief-stricken person, Allah Azza wa Jal shall grant him the robe of taqwa and bless his soul amongst other souls. Likewise, anyone who consoles an afflicted person, Allah Azza wa Jal shall make him wear two robes from the robes of heaven, the value of which cannot be equaled in this world. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Tubu ila Allah, astaghfirullah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam ordered to refrain from singing and listening to songs, abstain from committing and listening to backbiting, and forbear from tattling and listening to it. Sayyidina Abdul Ra'uf Manavi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, the listener of backbiting is also one of the backbiters. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers, joyously listening to backbiting and saying words like yes, yeah, and or making sounds like are classified as backbiting. Hearing such sounds of agreement encourages the person to backbite even further. Similarly, after listening to the backbiting, displaying your delight or surprise sense of emotion are also sinful acts. For example, saying something like this with astonishment. I cannot believe he's like this. I thought he was a good person. Listening to backbiting with great interest, showing surprised emotions and nodding your head serves as encouragement to the backbiter. In fact, the person sitting quietly in such a situation without any valid excuse under Islamic law will also be considered as a participant in this backbiting. Once some people started backbiting against the king in front of Sayyidina Maymun rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He stayed quiet and did not say anything good or bad about him. When he fell asleep, he had a dream in which he saw the dead body of that same king who was spoken ill of. The foul-smelling, rotten dead body was laid before Sayyidina Maymun rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and someone was saying to him, eat it. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi replied, why should I eat it? The person replied, people were gossiping and backbiting against this king in front of you. He said to the person, but I did not say anything good or bad about him. He was told, but you were willing to hear about him. Sayyidina Hazm rahmatullahi ta'ala relayed, Sayyidina Mamun rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would not backbite against anyone, nor would he ever listen to it. Even if somebody tried to backbite, he would forbid him. If the person did not hold back, then Sayyidina Mamun rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would leave that place. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the aforementioned narration also teaches us that we are not allowed to backbite even against personalities, political personalities, elected officials, or people in power. I regretfully doubt whether there are any gatherings today which are devoid of backbiting against political leaders, ministers, members of parliament, or senators. Sometimes the president or the prime minister is targeted, and at all times the chief minister or the governor is attacked. Nevertheless, a lot of negative conversation takes place regarding political figures. They are severely disgraced and at times called names. Pay close attention to what Allah Azza wa Jal states in the glorious Quran in Surah Hujurat, part 26, verse 11. Translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman, not assign offensive names to one another. On page 246 of Asmu Qadariya, the 300-page publication of Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Dawat-e-Islami, it is stated, Sayyidina Sa'id bin Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu relayed that the embodiment of Nur sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, angels curse whoever calls a Muslim with any words, that is bad names, besides their name. Amongst most of the gatherings of the youth and the social circles of adults, the evil sins of backbiting, tale-telling, slander, and other negative assumptions against political personalities are so much on the rise that al-aman wal-hafiz. The irony of the matter is that the people have no legitimate evidence to support their opinions. Maybe someone would reply by saying that they have read so in the newspaper. However, these newspapers depict indecent image, actresses, immoral news of immoral activities, expose the secrets of those who commit sins secretly, disgrace and backbite rulers, politicians, and Muslims of every walk of life. In addition, these newspapers even contain backbiting against deceased Muslims. If a wali, a saint, were to read these newspapers, it is possible that he will not be able to safeguard his sainthood. How can people consider news that is full of backbiting and publicizing of others' shortcomings as sound evidence? Even if the news were true, still no one has permission under Islamic law to relay, publish, or even read about a Muslim's shortcomings. Islam discourages these activities thoroughly and declares them to be backbiting and fault finding. Nevertheless, dear viewers, it is essential for us to stay away from the company of such people and such gatherings where useless conversation on current affairs leads us towards sins, where backbiting is prevalent and the reputations and character of Muslims are degraded. In order to inspire you, here's an extract from page 253 of Asmu Qadariya, the 300-page publication of Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Dawat-e-Islami. A pious saint was stated, on the day of judgment, everyone who used to gather to disobey Allah Azza wa Jal and those who helped each other in committing sins will be gathered. They will be kneeling to bite each other like dogs. Those unfortunate people are those who had left the world without repenting. Poet says, may I save myself from the habit of unnecessary gossiping. Allah, train my tongue from the ways of safeguarding. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is necessary to avoid bad company as we may be endangering our life in the hereafter. My master Ala Hazrat, Imam Ahle Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has stated, the sacred law does not ordain any phrase in salah which is only for the movement of the tongue or without any significance. Therefore, remember that you read Dua-e Qunut and Salatul Witr, in which you recite, translation, O Allah, we separate ourselves from those who disobey. Therefore, fulfill the promise you make every day with Allah Azza wa Jal, and distance yourself and repent from the gatherings and sinful and disobedient people that are there, fasik and fajr, who curse, backbite, and slander others, or those who are involved in various other sinful habits. Even the Quran advises us to refrain from such bad company. It is stated in Surah Al-An'am, Part 7, translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman. And if the devil causes you to forget, then do not sit with the unjust ones after remembering. In the elaboration of this verse, it is stated in Tafsirat Ahmadiyya that in this verse, the unjust refers to the non-believers, deviants, and the sinful. An Islamic brother who is pious and righteous can sit in the company of the sinful, not to make friends, but to call them towards righteousness. As it is stated in Surah Al-An'am, Part 7, Verse 69, Allah Azza wa Jal says, translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman, and the pious ones are not accountable for them in the least, apart from giving advice, so that they may avoid. Regarding this verse, Shaykh Sayyidina Na'imuddin Muradabadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi has explained in Khazain al-Irfan, from this verse, we learn that it is permissible to sit with the sinful individuals and advise them to explain the truth. Our saints were so fearful of Allah Azza wa Jal matters of backbiting that they would even avoid talking unjustly about people who were famous tyrants. Sayyidina Shaykh Ismail Haqqi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi reported that someone asked Sayyidina Shaykh Imam Muhammad ibn Sirin rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, you have never said anything bad about Hajjaj bin Yusuf. He replied, I fear Allah Azza wa Jal and his hidden plan, that he, Allah Azza wa Jal, may release him on the day of judgment for his belief in the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal. That is to say that because he was a Muslim, he might be forgiven without any accountability by the sheer mercy and the compassion of Allah Azza wa Jal, and that I may be punished because of backbiting against him. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Allah Azza wa Jal is the supreme and the all-powerful. No one is aware of his hidden plan. Therefore, regardless of the severity of one's sins, we cannot say with certainty that a person is destined for hell. Many pious people may be held accountable if Allah's plan overcomes them. Al-Aman wal-Hafiz. May Allah Azza wa Jal safeguard us and protect us from such a situation. On page 113 of Bayanate At-Tariya, Volume 1, it is stated that in Minhajul Abidin, Sayyidina Shaykh Fudail bin Iyad rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi went to visit one of his students who was on his deathbed. The Shaykh sat down close to him and started reciting Surah Yasin. The student uttered, "Stop reciting Surah Yasin." Then the Shaykh rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi reminded him to proclaim the kalma, that is the declaration of faith, by repeating it over and over again. The student then said, "I will never recite the kalma and I am disgusted by it." He died after uttering these words. Shaykh Sayyidina Fudail bin Iyad rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was greatly saddened by the student's awful demise and wept over it for 40 days. After 40 days, he dreamt that his student was being dragged by the angels towards hell. The Shaykh inquired, "You had a very high status amongst my students. Why did Allah Azza wa Jal withdraw his mercy from you?" He replied, "Because of three bad habits of mine." Dear viewers, listen to this carefully. Number one, tale-telling. I used to tell you one thing and tell my fellow students something else. Number two, jealousy. I used to envy my fellow students. Number three, drinking alcohol. Upon the doctor's advice, I would drink a glass of alcohol once a year as medicine. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, tremble with the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, bow down in His court and strive to please Allah Azza wa Jal. Because of tale-telling, jealousy and drinking alcohol, a student of a saint died after uttering a statement of kufr. At this point, it is essential to understand an important issue as elaborated by Mufti Amjad Ali Azami rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Allah Azza wa Jal forbid, if a statement of kufr is uttered at the time of death, it is not categorized as kufr. It is possible that the severity of the death might have resulted in the loss of the person's sanity, or he might have uttered the words in a state of unconsciousness. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the reality is that the inappropriate use of the tongue causes grief and distress. With this tongue, one risks his hereafter by swearing, lying, backbiting and tale-telling. May Allah Azza wa Jalla safeguard us from the calamities of the tongue. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu reported that the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, humans make most of their mistakes by their tongues. Sayyidina Shaykh Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu has reported, every morning that dawns upon a human, all the parts of the body request the tongue, be fearful of Allah Azza wa Jal in our matter, because we are associated with you. If you stay on track, we will also stay on the right track. Whereas if you go astray, we will also go astray. The renowned commentator of the Quran, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has stated in the explanation of this hadith, O tongue, in loss or in gain, in comfort or in happiness, in pain or in sorrow, we are all associated with you. If you speak inappropriately, then we will suffer. If you speak well, we will gain respect. Remember, the tongue represents the heart. The good and evil of the tongue expresses the good and evil in the heart. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Shaykh Sayyidina Bilal bin Haris radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated, the revered and renowned Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam stated these words and reality. A person says something good without realizing its extent, and because of it, Allah's pleasure is written for him until the day he will meet Allah Azza wa Jal. On the contrary, a person says something bad without realizing its extent, and because of it, Allah's displeasure is written for him till the day he will meet Allah Azza wa Jal. While elaborating this hadith, the renowned commentator of the Quran, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, wrote, sometimes a person utters something bad which results in the eternal displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, one should reflect before speaking. Sayyidina Al-Qama radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that at many instances, this very narration of Sayyidina Bilal bin Haris radiallahu ta'ala anhu would stop me. That is to say that I wanted to say something, but I would recall this hadith and would refrain from saying what I wanted to say, fearful that I would say something that would displease Allah Azza wa Jal forever. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, speaking without thinking could lead to negative consequences and eternal displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Undoubtedly, it is highly beneficial to apply kufle madina of the tongue, that is to refrain from unnecessary talking. Conveying your message through gestures or by writing can help in adopting the habit of keeping quiet. Moreover, the person who excessively talks typically makes more mistakes and often ends up revealing his secrets. Furthermore, it is very difficult for a person who has a habit of relentless gossiping to safeguard himself from backbiting, tale-telling and fault-finding, and sometimes he might even end up uttering statements of kufr. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us all refuge. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy on us and enable us to control our tongues. because unnecessary speaking coupled with heedlessness from the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal results in the hardening of the heart. The most dignified Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam delivered these words of caution. Indecent talk results from the hardness of the heart, and the hardened heart is in the fire. The renowned commentator of the Quran, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, while explaining this hadith, wrote, such a person who speaks carelessly, does not care what good and bad comes out of his mouth, and speaks without any hesitation, is hard-hearted and devoid of modesty. Hard-heartedness is a tree whose roots are in the heart and whose branches are in hell. The outcome of such a person is that he eventually becomes disrespectful of Allah Azza wa Jal and his beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and becomes a kafir. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us all from sins, and from the especially from the sin of backbiting. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Poet says, I want to cry all out for my sins in my yearning, but sadly my hard-heartedness is not yielding. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Tubu ila Allah, astaghfirullah. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, protect our tongues from bad.